told about the murder?
Yes.
My lord, she must have a nerve.
No, she puts all the stories down as slanders.
Give her proof.
Can you help us?
Ain't I proof myself? If I stood before her eyes and told her how he used me...
Would you do this?
Would I? Would I not?
Would it work, Mr. Holmes?
It must be worth trying.
Yes, it might work. Well, she's heard most of his sins from his own lips and forgiven him completely.
I'll wager he didn't tell her everything.
What do you mean?
Well, sir, I had the same treatment as this latest one. I had the looks and the speeches and that voice over and over. And I had the confessions too. And I did the same as she's done.
You forgave him, Kitty? What were you thinking of?
I couldn't think of anything, not straight. I was in love with him, same as she is.
And something happened to change that. What was it, Miss Winter?
He showed me his collection.
His collection, the pictures, the china.
The women.
The women?
He collects women like some men collect butterflies. He's got a book. A book with every woman he's ever had.
Their names?
Their lives, everything about them. Photographs, details, everything. It's a filthy book.
And he showed this book to you?
He'd been drinking, I think, or he never would have. He wanted me to read it to him while he...
Now describe this book. What does it look like?
It's brown leather with a lock. He's got his coat of arms on it in gold.
Yes, where does he keep it?
I don't know, not now.
You must know where.
Well, it's more than a year since I was there.
Well, where did he used to keep it?
I don't know.
Easy. Now, this is vital information. The more details we have, the better our chances of convincing Mr. Murray.
I'm sorry.
Miss Winter, had you ever seen the book before that occasion? Did you ever surprise him looking at it or fetching it or putting it away?
Think.
Well...
Come on, Kitty, love.
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Do you know the house, Mr. Holmes?
I've been in the study.
Oh, you haven't been slow, have you? The main study with the French windows, or the private one that leads off it?
The main.
Well, I think it's in the private study that he keeps it. Locked up in his desk, I'm pretty sure.
You must be certain.
I am. I walked in on him once, like you said, he was just putting it back.
Excellent.
Well done, Miss Winter. Well, there you are, Mr. Holmes. If Kitty tells this woman about the book...
Yes, perhaps. I'll see what can be arranged. Miss Winter, I'm exceedingly obliged to you. You really have been the most enormous help.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes, sir.
Miss Winter, what's the matter?
I'm sorry, gentlemen. It's just... I'm not used to this. It's like going back to a place I haven't seen in years. I've forgotten...
My client will reward you handsomely.
No, sir. None of that. Just let me see this man in the mud with my foot on his face. That's my price.
Well, sir, your name is familiar to me, as is your reputation.
I'm pleased to hear it, Mr. Merville. If you will lend my words any weight.
You've come to malign my fiancé. I warn you in advance that nothing you can say can possibly have the slightest effect. Well, sir...
I'm sorry for you, Mr. Merville.
I beg your pardon?
I'm not noted for my eloquence. I use my head, not my heart. But I beg you to consider what you're doing.
I know perfectly well what I'm doing.
Think of the awful position of the woman who only wakes to a man's true character after she has become his wife.
I am well aware of the Baron's character.
A woman who has to submit to being caressed by bloody hands and lecherous lips. Think of the shame, the agony. Please believe me. I couldn't plead with you more sincerely if you were my own daughter.
I think that is quite enough. I've listened to you with patience, Mr. Holmes. Possibly you mean well, though I know that you are a paid agent who would have been equally willing to act for the Baron as against him.
I assure you that that is...
I wish you to understand once and for all that I love Baron Gruner, and he loves me. And that the opinion of the world is no more to me than the twittering of these birds.
You fool!
Mr. Holmes, I agreed to receive you because my father requested it. I am not clear who this person may be.
I'll tell you who I am. I am one of 100 he's tempted and used and ruined and thrown on the rubbish heap. Oh, I was like you once.
I find that hard to believe.
And this is what your precious Baron did to me. I tell you, if you marry this man, he'll be the death of you. It may be a broken heart, or it may be a broken neck. But he'll have you one way or the other. You didn't have to see me home, sir.
It was the very least I could do.
You're a good man, Mr. Holmes.
And you are a good woman, Miss Winter.
What I am is a stupid fool. If I hadn't have lost my temper, she might have listened to me.
I don't think so.
No. I wish I could have told her about his book all the same.
She probably wouldn't have believed you.
Nah. Maybe not.